Is it not a bilateral issue?
Right. The United Nations Charter has as its core the eradication of colonialism, and it is strongly committed, with the General Assembly playing a central role. So one set of relationships between two countries can have simultaneously two elements. There can be both an aspect of a dispute, which could be called a bilateral dispute, but at the same time be part of a bigger issue that is of interest to the whole of the international community. So every issue in relation to decolonization inevitably also has elements of a bilateral dispute. But where the matter has at its center of gravity the issue of decolonization, that trumps everything else. And the classic example of that is Southwest Africa, which was mandate territory run by South Africa, contrary to decisions taken by various organs of the United Nations. The matter was sent to the International Court of Justice, and South Africa came to the court and said, it's a bilateral dispute, it's not about decolonization. And the court said, no, there may be bilateral dispute elements to it, but its heart and soul is decolonization. So the question is how you essentially characterize. And you know, all the stuff we've been hearing about it's a bilateral dispute, it's a bilateral dispute. There may be elements in all of these kinds of situations of bilateral disputes. But the real question is it also centrally about decolonization? And if the answer to that is yes, which of course the court has to reflect on, then that trumps any bilateral aspects.
Okay, so, and then the court will have jurisdiction to give an advisory opinion on that.
I mean, if the court decides the questions are properly about decolonization and there is a situation of decolonization at stake, then reasonable observers will conclude that the court has jurisdiction and will exercise jurisdiction.